Hey, it's Keith. We just launched the Story Mastering Package. It includes the brand new mini story guidebook for network marketing, ebook and audiobook format, as well as the original How to Prospect, Sell, and Build Your Network Marketing Business with Stories ebook and audio format. Plus, if you order before April 30th, we'll throw in the free workshop, Stories to Help Your Prospects Believe. This entire package is a $51.79 value. If you order before April 30th, we'll give it to you for $19.95. I'll put a link on the bottom of the episode notes.
You've entered the Networker Zone, the ultimate podcast for networkers in direct sales, network marketing, MLM, or any sales side hustle. You'll learn the skills for the how-to and the mindset to make it work from the author of over 20 best-selling books and over 25 years in the business. Here's your host, Keith Schreider.
All right, today in the zone, we are talking about gratitude in life and how it affects our business. As I'm recording this episode, and I'll release this episode kind of in the middle of the December holiday season. There's a lot of holidays and different things that we celebrate throughout December, but it really got me thinking about gratitude was around our United States Thanksgiving. In our U.S. Thanksgiving, a lot of people have different traditions, but one of the things is people always start thinking about what they're grateful for, or gratitude, I should say. And sometimes it's, as weird as it sounds, uncomfortable. People ask you around the dinner table, you go around and say what you're thankful for, which is really uncomfortable for some people. And a lot of times people, you'll post up and people just kind of talk about it, especially when you're around friends and family. Hey, what are you grateful for this year? And sometimes we do it around the December holidays. It's part of some holidays and we just start thinking about it. It got me thinking, how often do we actually think about gratitude? And it's very few, maybe 10, 12 days out of the year for most people. And a lot of people do it every single day. But for the majority of people, we have busy lives. And we kind of take for granted things that we are grateful for. So it got me thinking, what if we actually practice gratitude all the time? Or more often than not? So instead of 10, 12 days out of the year, what if we practice it 350 days out of the 365 days out of the year? Heck, even half the days out of the year would be an improvement than just a dozen times a year. So if we change our attitude the other day, is the attitude of gratitude. I know there's a lot of different articles and videos about the attitude of gratitude, but if we change our attitude about gratitude and almost made it a habit, it's going to affect our business exponentially. There's three sections I'd like to cover on this podcast episode. Number one is just being grateful that you woke up. So every single person that's listening to this episode, at some time during the day, you woke up. Now we're going to have good days and bad days, but you realize and you recognize the majority of time people ask, how's your day going? What do we say? Fine. How about you? Fine. Ooh, exciting conversation. It's just a habit that most people have picked up. It's just what most people do. That's what most people do. We do it and we're done with it. And I don't know if I've talked about this on this podcast, but I've talked about it in other Zooms and masterclasses where I used to be the terrific guy. Oh, how's your day going? Or how are you doing today? Or whatever question they ask, I'm like, terrific. You know, throws people off guard. Now, is it uncomfortable to say? Yeah, absolutely, especially as a green personality, but it throws people off guard. And I'm not saying you have to do this. But even I went to the shoe store. I kind of know the GM there. And she asked how my day was going. I said, well, I woke up. Everything else is a bonus. And it kind of got her thinking like, okay, yeah, life's not that bad if we're alive and well and be able to do certain things. Again, we're going to have good days and bad days. But if we kind of just change our gratitude of waking up, it's going to affect our business. Now, I've talked about this in a previous episode. It was episode 41, which is the two-step easy formula for achieving goals. I kind of went into a little bit more detail as far as goals versus not being able to wake up in a week. And for some reason, that episode has taken off. So I don't know if you guys are sharing it out there or listening to it multiple times. But either way, I appreciate the support in getting some positive information out there. here's a shortcut where you can celebrate the gratitude of just waking up. You can take a peel and stick note, post-it note. You can use a sheet of paper and a piece of tape, whatever. You have something in your house where you can do this and just kind of write, I'm thankful for waking up, and it's going to change your day. Now, you may feel uncomfortable, or you can use one of those dry erase markers. There's something that you can make it fun. Now, you're probably thinking, well, my kids or my spouse are going to think I'm weird. You're weird. Don't worry about it. You don't want to be normal. Normal's boring, and normal, you're just pretty much a robot. So it's okay to be outside the norm. You can write whatever positive message you want. You could change it up every single day. Like, you know what? Tomorrow morning, what would I like to wake up to? You could mess with your spouse's mirror if you guys have, you know, two different mirrors or whatever. Like, have fun with it. And you're going to change your attitude, and you're going to be grateful just for waking up. And that's a small little bit. But imagine if you're grateful for waking up versus just going through the motions like a robot. It's going to make a huge difference. It's like just the first thing that you can do right away today. So it's going to make a difference in your morning tomorrow. And obviously, if we're in a better frame of mind, prospects are going to sense that. They're going to sense that you're not there just to get a sale. You're there to help people, you know, help people achieve their goals, whether it's via your product, service, and or opportunity. But number two is, what about business gratitude? There's probably so many things in our business that we take for granted. So many things that our company does that we take for granted. Oh, let me go off on a tangent here. In February, here in Houston, somehow, well, the majority of Texas had like this giant storm. Somehow it got ridiculously cold. We lost electricity. Honestly, it wasn't that bad. My neighbor has a generator, so we're able to be on the computer a little bit. I mean, it wasn't that bad, but it made me, you know, grateful that I have a gas fireplace, because that little generator was not going to power my heater. So again, it wasn't really that bad, but it started to get me thinking all the utilities I'm grateful for. I'm thankful that I live in a place where I can get electricity majority of the days. Thankful for, you know, natural gas, running water, just certain things. It got me to think. But again, the storm wasn't really that bad compared to what other people have witnessed and have lived through, I should say. I realized I was taking those things for granted. So think about, that's just a reminder, because people are going to have some storms. But think about our companies. Our companies do so much. I mean, first of all, just starting a company, finding the employees and the teamwork, going through the legal stuff with all the paperwork for the state and the country and the countries for some of you, and, you know, for products, inventory, or for services, you know, getting the best deals and negotiations or quality control, research, accounting, maybe, oh, well, here's a big one here, customer service. So sometimes it's just easier to complain about our companies and blame them for all the problems, or we can just work harder. You know, work harder than our company does, and we're probably going to make more than the company owner. It is possible. And honestly, they're probably going to be 100% okay with it, because you're not going anywhere if you make more than the president of the company. So I can guarantee you they're going to celebrate it. But we have to start thinking about gratitude for everything our company does for us. Now, this doesn't mean we have to bore our prospects about everything the company does and start talking about the company. There's a time and a place after they join, but our gratitude for our company, it's going to shine through when we talk to prospects. Just like if we're grateful for waking up, it's going to shine through. If we give gratitude and remember gratitude for our company, it's going to shine through when we talk to prospects. They're going to see that we have a belief in what we're doing. And if you don't have a belief in what you're doing, well, that's why you stay plugged into your company events, whether it's virtual events, hybrid events, as many events as possible, so you have that belief, and then you have gratitude for what you can give and present to your prospects. And that's great. Okay, we have grateful for waking up, grateful for our company. Here's how we can put this into action. And it's kind of a motivational hack, I should say. And of course, we have the Mindset series. I'll put a link to the books, and you could read a chapter a day. But here's something you can do absolutely right now or tomorrow morning. You can even put the reminder on your mirror in the bathroom. is we need to get motivated. Now, we obviously have the tools with podcast books, audiobooks, all that stuff where you can get mind motivated. That's cool. We got that down. You have the resources. But just getting your heart rate up for a couple of minutes a day will make a huge difference in your motivation, a huge difference in your stress levels. Now, obviously, if you have some underlying concern, you're going to have to check with your doctor. Honestly, you should be checking with your doctor on a regular basis anyways, but you don't need fancy equipment. Yes, I run, I walk. You don't need running shoes or walking shoes. If you don't like to run, don't do it. You know, if you don't need a fancy gym membership, or you don't even need fancy gym equipment. There's so many things that you could research via YouTube, or even just ask your doctor, hey, I want to do this. Can I do this? It doesn't cost me any money. It's everything that I have at home. They call them prison workouts because you don't need equipment, even though a lot of prisoners have equipment. But either way, I'm not sure why they call it that. But there's something you can do every single day for 5 or 10 minutes. You could probably work yourself up. But even if you just got your heart rate up for 5 minutes, doing some sort of exercise, it's going to perpetuate that gratitude. You can be grateful for being able to exercise. Now, a lot of times you may have underlying issues. I have a friend with one leg, right? And he's a runner. Now, he doesn't run with one leg. He has a, not sure what the terminology is, but it's basically a racing wheelchair. Now, obviously he needed some special equipment with his one leg, but most of y'all have two legs. He has one leg and he made it work. So you get the point, is that you figure out what you like to do, what you're capable of doing. And of course, check with your doctor and say, you know what? I want to become healthier. What can I do for 5 minutes that's going to make a difference? Boom, done. Between YouTube and your doctor, you should be able to figure it out. Now, are you going to be perfect? You're going to do it every single day? Absolutely not. Even this morning, I guarantee you, it's an off day. I'm like, yep, not happening today. I'm going to find a different way of getting motivated. I listened to a couple of podcasts this morning, got my motivation in. Physical motivation just wasn't there. We're not going to be perfect. Nobody's perfect. If you're perfect, awesome. Congratulations. You're not like most people. So we don't need to be perfect. We just need to do it more often than not. So we need to be grateful for more often than not. It's going to make a huge difference. We can get motivated and do a little bit of physical activity that's doctor approved, of course. More often than not, it's going to make a huge difference. For recap, I'm grateful for this podcast. I'm grateful that you listen to this podcast. I'm grateful that I get to pick the brains most of the week of other leaders. It's awesome. I'm grateful that most people will share this out and make a huge impact in this industry. So the big takeaway, if you want to do me a favor, is to put some of these things into action, whether it's from this episode or previous episode. If you put into action, I'm happy. If you tell me about it, even better, it's not required. If you want to share it out with people, I'd be grateful for it, of course. Share it out to make an impact in other people's lives. I have some amazing episodes recorded. I have some amazing guests that are coming in the next couple weeks to record interviews. I look forward to sharing this information with you in upcoming weeks. Have an amazing, grateful day, and we'll talk and connect with everybody soon.
Thanks for visiting the Networker Zone. To get awesome networking tips delivered directly to your inbox, or for more information about books, audiobooks, online training, including Zooms and masterclasses, make sure and visit BigAlBooks.com.